Good evening. This is a special meeting of the Pacifica National Board. It is now 7:16 p.m. Eastern Time, and it is August 30th, 2021. My name is Alex. I'm the chair of the Pacifica National Board, and I would like to ask our recording secretary, Marion Eden, to please call the roll.
Okay, I will. Chris Court.
Here.
Good. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Vanessa? We'll go around a second time. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Good. Jose Gutierrez. Jose? Heather Gray?
Here. Here, I'm sorry.
Julie Hewitt? Okay, round two. Sabrina Jacobs?
Here.
Good. Wally James?
Here.
Good. Dwayne Lark?
Present.
Good. Ali Lexa? Okay, so round two. Thomas O'Rourke?
Present.
Good. Jim Osborne? I'll go around again. Ron Pinchback? Okay, Ralph Pointer. Hearing nothing. Sandra Rolline. Lawrence Reyes. Now, Lawrence was here a minute ago.
He's in a car. I guess when he finishes parking or whatever, he'll...
Right. We'll try that again. Sean Rhodes.
I'm here.
Good. James Sagerton.
Here.
Good. Andrea Turner.
Oh, Lawrence is present. Sorry.
Was that Lawrence? Good. Andrea Turner? Okay, I'm going to go around again. Beth Von Gunten.
Here.
Good. Tom Voorhees.
Tom is here.
Good. Alex Steinberg.
I'm here.
Good. Let's try again. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. I hear nothing. Jose Gutierrez. I hear nothing. Julie Hewitt. I hear nothing. Ali Lexa. I hear nothing. Jim Osborne. And no response. Ron Pinchback. I hear nothing. Ralph Pointer. Nothing. Sandra Rolline. I hear nothing.
I don't think that was Sandra.
No, her name is Tequilna. She wants to go outside. Andrea Turner. Okay, let's go to Lydia Brazan. I hear
here.
Oh, you are here. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Anita Sims? Nothing. Polina Vasiliev?
Present.
Good. John Tatum? We appear not to have our parliamentarian, and I am present. So we have... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 board members present. Does that constitute a quorum?
13 is a quorum, yes.
This is Heather. Alex, I just want to say I talked with Vanessa. She's getting on.
Okay.
Yeah. Good.
And who else?
Okay, we're gonna go on. We have a quorum. I assume other people will be joining us shortly. In any of the case, we have a quorum. The next item are excused absences. I did not receive any requests for an excused absence. Did anybody else see any?
No.
Okay, then we don't have any. Next item is timekeepers. Who would like to volunteer to be the timekeeper for people? Do we have any volunteers?
James, I'll do it. Yeah, James.
Okay, thank you, James. And the next timekeeper, I hope we have a volunteer for, is the topics. Who would like to volunteer for that?
Oh, this is Paulina. I can do that.
Paulina, you want to do it?
Unless someone else wants to.
Anybody
else? Yeah, I would normally do it, but I'm going to be involved in the meeting. Oh, I'm sorry.
We're all going to be involved in the meeting.
That's true, but okay. It just helps me concentrate a little bit more.
Alex, this is Heather. I'll be glad to do it.
You want to do it, Heather? Okay, yeah. Great. Thank you.
So I need. I usually do the people. So the guidance for this is the timing.
Yeah, it's very simple. Okay, we'll go to the draft agenda. This is a special meeting called by directors Reyes, Lark, O'Rourke, Poynter, and Voorhees. And there's only one item on the agenda, and that's a motion on the election, on the LSB delegates' elections, and that'll be preceded by a report from the elections committee. So the only item is there's a 10-minute. Oh yeah, on the agenda it says 60 minutes. Please change that to 10 minutes. We really don't need 60 minutes for a report from a committee. And I'm not even sure we need 10 minutes, but. And for the motion, we're giving 30 minutes. I don't know if I'll need 30 minutes either, but in case there's a lot of, a lot of people want to discuss or something, we'll make it 30 minutes. And that's basically it. Can I have a motion to adopt the draft agenda?
Mr. Chair, this is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Is there a time of adjournment?
The adjournment is right after we finish this item, basically. It's 10 minutes for the report from the elections committee and 30 minutes for the debate on the motion, and that's it. And then we adjourn.
Request information, Chair Lawrence.
We should be finished by 8 o'clock. Yes, Lawrence.
I was just wondering if Renee Pinonosa, the natural nurses supervisor, is on the call.
She's not on the call.
Okay. Alex, this is Paulina.
Paulina?
I forgot to copy her. I should have done that. So that's on me. Should I try to get her?
Yes, please.
I would not. She's extremely busy. I don't want to disturb her. If she wasn't given prior notice about this, it's not really fair to try to get her on the call at this point. There's really nothing in the motion tonight that involves her, as far as I could see.
Chair, I did give her prior notice. I gave her notice this morning. I also copied her on the motion. Copied the special meeting request. Yeah. So okay. I'd like to request if she could make herself available. If she's not busy, I know she's busy.
Okay, then I will ask Paulina to give her a call and ask her politely if she can possibly make the call. Tell her it won't be very long. We understand she's tied up and stuff. So.
All right, I'm doing that right now.
Okay. All right. Anyway,
while we're waiting, this is Lydia again.
Hold on, Lydia. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the agenda I'm looking at has 60 minutes for the report and 30 minutes.
Yeah. No. I asked. That should be changed to 10 minutes. That's a mistake. The 60 minutes.
Oh, I see. Okay. So the meeting is probably just another hour or so. You think?
Probably less than an hour. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
There's only one motion, and there's nothing else on the agenda. So,
Mr. Chair, I move we accept the agenda.
Sean seconds.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the draft agenda and a second. Are there any objections? Okay, hearing none, the draft agenda is approved. And we go to the first item on the agenda, and that's a report from the Elections Committee from Janine Ron. I'm not sure how you pronounce your name. And you're the Secretary of the Elections Committee?
Secretary Pro Tem, Chair.
Secretary Pro Tem. Okay, Ms. Ron, go ahead.
Thanks. Forwarded a set of draft minutes. The bulk of it has been forwarded to the committee. And so I forwarded also to the PNB just now, a few minutes ago. This is Lawrence's pro tem chair, and he has not had a chance to look over everything altogether, but I believe he has seen everything that's in this report. So we've had three meetings. One was last Saturday, on the 21st, a week from this past Saturday. Then we had a continuation meeting on the 23rd, and we had another continuation meeting earlier today. And basically, we went through various items from Lawrence's agenda. We reviewed the timeline. The NES was not available on the very first meeting. So, sorry. I'm getting feedback. I'm sorry. So she was not available for our very first meeting, but she joined us for the second two. And we had public comment going on throughout, which I put in the minutes. It's interspersed with every agenda item. And coming out of the meeting from the 21st, the very first meeting, we had a motion to form a task force and or working group to itemize the grievances heard on the 21st, the open meeting, and also list any bylaws violations in order to call for an emergency open meeting of the PNB's closed session on the 26th to address the violations and concerns. So the motion was to actually urge the PNB to review these grievances and violations before the meeting last Thursday on the 26th. And so that was the motion, and that's it. And it didn't happen. So we ended up having a meeting on Monday instead. So our next meeting, it's been discussed having regular meetings. Our next meeting will be next Tuesday after Labor Day. And then there is a report from the NES. We were expecting another one from her today, Lawrence. I don't know. I know that there was an email exchange, but I didn't see an attachment. So I don't know that there's an updated one. This one that I included in the minutes is from the 23rd last Monday.
But I could speak after you're done if the chair recognizes me.
Yeah, we have a few minutes. Go ahead.
Thank you. So, the NES has been very, very cooperative, very friendly, very professional. She did send an email out in regards to a request that was made by the committee as to the ballots that have been received thus far. I did email that to the Secretary Pro Tem of the Elections Committee. There is a hyperlink that you have to press in order to access that data. In regards to the motion for the 21st, that motion, as I was made aware that we need a 7 days notice to call an emergency meeting, and the chair pointed that out to me. That's why we're meeting today. And I just want to thank all the board members that took the time out of their busy schedules to be present at this meeting. I think it really shows that you really care about the delegate election that's going on right now, and some of the concerns that we have with which we will get into Article 4, Section 6 of the bylaws that does give us, I believe, the authority or the inclination make sure that section of the bylaws is complied with and followed. We have a motion that I submitted to the board. I submitted it to the chair last night in regards to the concerns. And Janine, of course, has been cataloging the concerns. I don't want to call them grievances. I'm a union guy. And so when I think of a grievance, I think of some serious stuff going on. This is very serious. This is very severe. I think this is at a point of an emergency because regardless of what faction you're with or what state you're with, I believe that the candidates are not being allowed to be enfranchised and the listeners are not being allowed to be exposed to the candidates' positions and their narratives. And being able to ask some questions in regards to what they will do moving Pacifica forward. So that's our concern. I have submitted a motion. Janine has been cataloging the concerns from the Elections Committee where we have been holding meetings and interspersing public comment after committee members have the priority of speaking first to agenda items, and then we open it up for public comment when there's a committee of the whole. Only after the committee members exercise their priority as committee members, delegates and directors to speak on any items. So I think it has been a very productive process. We have developed a task force working group to work with the National Election Supervisor regarding a lot of the concerns that have been listed and have been cataloged and archived by Janine. So we look to the board to support this motion that we have submitted in regards to Article 4, Section 6, because we are at a critical stage right now. I understand that the National Election Supervisor has had a plateful with the referendum, and the time that took up, not only time, but also resources and money. But we are hoping that we could correct the ship, pointed in the right direction in order for us to have a fair and democratic election. So the other thing that the Elections Committee
Lawrence,
also...
could you wrap it up?
Go ahead. I'm done. Okay. because I know I'm going to speak again in regards to the motion.
Okay. Thank you. I want to commend the people on the Elections Committee for stepping up to the plate. I want to commend Lawrence for convening the Elections Committee that had been dormant for a number of months. Good job. Okay. Polina, were you able to get Renee on the call?
I was able to, I couldn't leave a message her in the mailbox is full. I sent her a text and also emailed her the Zoom link. So no confirmation yet. She hasn't responded. I did my best.
Okay. So let's go on to the motion. Who wants to read this motion?
Chair, may I add some, the recording secretary to read the motion? Because I can't do both if I'm on a computer and read the motion at the same time. So I'd like to ask Marianne.
Do you have the text of the motion in front of you? Are you able to read it?
I have it before me and I will read it.
Okay.
Motion 2 PNB, whereas the Pacifica Bylaws, Article 4, Section 6, prescribe the following requirements regarding the local station board listener delegate elections currently taking place. Quote, all candidates for election as a listener sponsor delegate shall be given equal opportunity for equal airtime, which airtime shall include time for a statement by the candidate and a question and answer period with call-in listeners, close quote. And whereas harm is already being done to the candidate's right to be heard on the air and to the listener's right to hear them and to be able to call in with questions, because the ballots have already been sent out without at most stations such on-air opportunities. It's a little awkward. Therefore, be it resolved that the PNB instructs the IED to direct the GMs at all stations to comply immediately with this requirement and to direct the NES to have the various LESs see to the equitable scheduling of candidate carts and of such forums for all candidates with provision for listener call-in questions that the candidates answer live on the air. Be it further resolved that the PNB instructs the IED to ensure that the GMs have the schedule of the forums and the candidates participating posted prominently to the station's website and have on-air promotion of the time and date of the various forums aired multiple times well in advance to alert listeners of the opportunity. Signed by directors Lawrence Reyes, Dwayne Lark, Thomas O'Rourke, Ralph Pointer, and Tom Voorhees.
Okay.
Alex, this is Heather. I just need to say the time is up for this item on the agenda.
No, this is the 30-minute item now.
Okay, sorry. Okay. Thank you.
Jared, may I be granted the floor to motivate?
Okay. Remember, you have 90 seconds.
Thank you, Chair. Esteemed colleagues, we are at a critical point, regardless of where you stand politically or factionally. We believe that this article is not being complied with at some stations. Maybe it is. I can speak for WBAI that has been a little bit more forward thinking, but at other stations, this has not happened. And so we have received assurances from the National Election Supervisor that she is trying, she has this front and center on her radar to make sure that this gets done. But I want to make it official that the PNB stand with this bylaws article in regards to Section 4, Article 4, Section 6, in regards to giving the candidates, all the candidates, regardless of what slate you're on, the opportunity to inform the listeners and for the listeners to also question their positions and the such. So I ask for your support in passing this resolution. Thank you, Chair.
And if you don't mind, I'd like to make a statement. I see nothing controversial about this motion. I think it's obvious that the PNB has to support complying with our bylaws in relation to delegates' elections. And what the problems are, I'm not going to try to write, compose a treatise about what the problems are. But it does seem that our station's local management seem to think that it is optional to air candidates' carts and to air candidates' debates. It is not optional. It's required. It's in our bylaws. They can certainly manage how best to do it, but it has to be done one way or another. So I'd like to think that most of the problems perhaps are due to miscommunication or simply the that some station managers genuinely believe that this was optional and they could somehow cover the election in some other way by putting things on YouTube or something like that, all of which we welcome, but we do need carts and candidates' forums aired on our broadcast station. So that's what I have to say.
Chair, this is Lydia. Thomas has his hand up before Lydia, Chair. Sorry, Lydia. Thomas had put his hand up.
Okay, Thomas, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I stand in support of this motion, as is obvious from our earlier signature for this. We're at PFW. It's hard to notice an election is going on. I have heard a few carts played at the see, 11 a.m. I'm not listening all day, of course, but I think it's pretty clear from anecdotal evidence that it's a network-wide issue, that there's very little awareness of the election. I personally haven't received a ballot. And as someone pointed out, if you don't know whether it's an election, you can't very well ask for a ballot that you didn't receive. So we're concerned. And this is not to say that we're disparaging the work of the NES. We're here to support her and to make sure that the general managers, as you've said, Alex, it's very clear to them that they need to comply and they need to do it forthwith, because time, we tried to pass a motion. Well, I sent a motion a few weeks ago that was ruled that at least engendered a debate. And we, of course, left that meeting with the knowledge that we'd be looking for further proof of anomalies, and we're seeing it in many places. So I think this needs to be passed and passed right away. Thank you.
Okay, Lydia.
We're on to the back.
Yes. So the only thing that I would like to see amended in the motion, and this is for legal reasons, when there are challenges, should there be challenges, is to where it asks the IED to direct the NES to have, it's that as an IED, I can't direct the NES. You guys have more authority. You supervise me. So, and I can't direct the LESs. So, or have that, the NES is the one that selects the LESs in terms of enforcing it with the GMs. I completely agree. And I also would hope that the election committee starts meeting, because I think you have another election next year, and deals with the campaign, the fair campaign. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
With the fair campaign regulations or whatever you have. Bylaws are like a skeleton. They give you like they're supposed to be general. They're supposed to be a hundredth of the length that ours are. But then policies are based on those. So I think it's completely legitimate to raise these concerns. And then for the election committee, in prior years, several years ago, I haven't been on the board for a while, did spend a lot of time with the specifics. So I do recommend that going forward, before next year's election, that there be a timetable attached to when, like something before ballots can go out, or when ballots go out. There has to be like a timetable in there for the carts to start running, as well as the debates and so forth, but especially like the cards, I think. And I of course, once this is passed, I will take it to the GMs. I spoke again to the NES and asked if there was any resistance at this point to whatever she has put out to the GMs, and she said no. But I will move ahead and make it clear to all the GMs that they have to do this. That's who I supervise.
Okay, Lydia, that's an excellent point you made. I did not notice that that language in the motion. I'd like to offer an amendment to take care of that. If that's okay with everybody.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay,
I'd like to hear it.
Where it says, therefore, be it resolved that the PNB instructs the IMB to direct the general managers at all stations to comply immediately with this requirement. After that, strike these words, and to direct the NES to have the various LESs see. So I think we can strike that out. So if we strike out those words, it should read something like this. Therefore, be it resolved that the PNB instructs the IED to direct the GMs at all stations to comply immediately with this requirement. to the equitable scheduling of candidates, CARTs, and of such forums for all candidates with provision for listener call-in questions that the candidates answer live on the air. Is that, that's my amendment, just the striking words.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
Something a little awkward, instead of two for the equitable scheduling of candidates, instead of two.
You're right. And change, so change the word two to four. Okay. Is everybody clear on what the amendment is?
Yeah, I'm clear, but somebody needs to mute. I'm clear. And yeah. I will second the amendment.
Yeah, I was just going to ask. We need a second on that. Okay, are there any objections to the amendment? Okay, hearing none, that the amendment is adopted. Does anybody else want to say anything about this matter before we go to a vote?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, Ron.
Sean is on the stack. I'm also on the, and Paulina's on the stack too.
And James as well, please, Chair.
Okay. Ron, Sean, and Paulina. Go ahead.
And James,
And Lawrence as well, Chair, please.
Okay. Go ahead.
The concern I have about this motion is this. We voted down a similar motion in at a previous meeting. Very similar motion. I don't understand why we need a motion to codify what the board is already authorized to do. Now, the other part of this, I would have sure liked to know what the reasons are for these delays that are being, alleged and documented. I haven't seen any documentation of any of this. You know, so my point is that we're about to vote on a motion that no evidence has been presented in terms of why. It's also been stated that the National Election Supervisor has been cooperative and trying to do her best. And so those minutes from those meetings, from the election committee meeting, those are important to me. I'd like to know what she's had to say about those issues. You know, where is the fault? You know, where is the breakdown occurring? You know, and right now we don't have that information. All we have is speculation. So, you know, I would wish that we could, you know, have received the motion and the minutes from those meetings, from those meetings, Tommy. You know, prior to this vote tonight. And I see no reason why this vote couldn't be taken at our Thursday meeting. So that's what I have to say, guys. I have nothing to base my decision on other than what's being told to me tonight.
Ron, just as a point of information, the motion we voted down was not this. The motion we voted down previously was about postponing the election. It was not the same.
No, there were a lot of components in there that were very similar in terms of what the board's responsibility is in terms of elections. You know, so it's not the same, but it is very similar. The thing is, it wants to direct the NES to take actions. It wants to direct the executive director to take actions. And, you know, and Chair, all I'm saying is... I just want some evidence. That's all.
Okay. Let's
Then Lydia back to the stack forever.
Okay, Lydia. Sean, you're next.
Thank you. Just quickly to address Ron's concern about us voting down a motion that was similar. What was objected to previously was that motion wanted the PNB to instruct the NES or direct the NES to take certain actions. It was made clear that PNB has no oversight over the NES. It's a separate entity. So that's why that motion didn't pass. And with this revision, I should say with this amendment that was made just a few minutes ago, we got rid of that blurring of lines, if you will. What I wanted to say was that I support this motion, and with the amendment of it, I see no reason to object to it. I also wanted to point out that earlier today, the NES sent out in a second ballot to me, anyway, some dates of the upcoming listener forums that will take place at the various stations from the 3rd, the 9th, the 11th, and the 23rd. So there's already compliance with having candidates' forums on the air. So action is being taken as it is. The last time the NES spoke to us, she was in the process of having that take place, of having those forums lined up. So now, even though we're passing this motion, it doesn't hurt. We see that action is being done. So that's all I have to say.
Okay, Paulina, you're next.
Oh, sorry, I lowered my hand. I don't need to comment on the motion.
Okay, thank you. James, you're next.
We're just discussing now the amendment, correct?
No, the amendment's been passed. We're back to the main motion.
Okay, I just want to suggest in looking at the main motion, it says, the second paragraph says, and whereas harm is already being done to the candidates, I want to just alert the board, if they're not already aware, that at least one former director and another former LSB member have already threatened publicly on the lists legal action against these problems in the election. And I was just thinking, rather than have an admission that harm is being done if we get sued, it might be better to just take out the statement that harm is being done and leave it at directing the NES to, you know, fulfill the bylaws with the rest of the motion. Because if somebody sues us and says, you know, I was harmed by this, and then they'll say, look, here it is in your motion, so you know I was harmed, that could, you know, lead to a problem in the court.
Okay, we have another proposed amendment. Do we have a second for that?
Second it.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is the parliamentarian, John Tatum. Good evening. I wanted to make a statement about what just happened. As I've told the board before, the resolving clauses have to be amended first before you go to the whereas clauses. So at this point, Chair, you must ask the board, are they finished with amending the main motion? And if all is finished with the main motion, then you can now amend the whereas clauses.
Okay, that's a new one on me. All right, has everybody finished amending the main motion? Okay,
very good.
So we can now accept this amendment to the resolving clause.
The whereas clause.
And so we have one up there for discussion. Does anybody want to comment on that?
I like to second the amendment. I think it's well taken by me.
It's been seconded, but
it has. Okay. Oh, that's right. Ron did.
Question. Yeah. I'm questioning. Is it the intent to remove this entire paragraph or some subset of it?
No, just where it says harm. Harm has been done, right, James?
Well, there are two options. One would be to remove that entire sentence. The other one would be to say something to the effect of, well,
no. Mr. Chair, this is Lydia to the SEC.
I guess I'm going to say for now, I think we should consider removing the whole statement because it all implies harm being done. So, you know, I'd like to acknowledge that the ballots have already gone out, but that kind of is making the case that the harm is being done. So let's just discuss it and hear from others.
I am on the stack, right, Chair?
The fact that ballots have gone out doesn't mean harm has been done. It just means some people are going to get the news a little late.
Lydia, with the stack still?
Lydia?
I'm next, Chair. I was after James.
I will yield to Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia. If that's okay with you, Chair.
What?
I'll yield to you and go after you.
This is a new stack.
Okay, so yes, put me on the stack, please.
Yeah.
Okay, so yes, I support removing the whole paragraph, and for the same reasons that we're distinguishing this motion from the previous one that we discussed a couple of weeks ago. That was because that was in direct violation of the bylaws. And our issuing a statement of this sort is in compliance with the bylaws. And the authority for the board is always to defend its bylaws and make sure that compliance is going forward, just to make clear what the distinction is. And yes, I was on the previous stack to bring attention to that same paragraph. So thank you, James. And so I recommend just deleting that paragraph. It's not necessary. The important text is after that with the follow through. And I of course will do that right away.
Okay. Somebody
to the end of the stack.
Hold on. Lydia cannot make a motion, but would somebody like to make that motion?
I'm so moved.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second it.
Ron seconds. Go ahead. Okay, and I'm on the stack, Chair. I requested the stack.
Basically, an amendment to the amendment. So we have to vote on that first. Okay. Are there any objections to removing that entire paragraph? Okay. Hearing none, then that becomes the amended whereas clause, or what's left of the. I don't have it in front of me at the moment. I don't know what other whereas clauses we have there, but.
Mr. Chair, do you want the secretary to read the revised motion?
Not yet, Chair. Wait till we go to a vote.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. And we're gonna go to a vote on the entire motion in a couple of minutes. So,
I'll be recognized now, Chair.
Let's hear the motion first.
Okay. Whereas the Pacifica Bylaws, Article 4, Section 6, prescribe the following requirement regarding the local station board listener delegate elections currently taking place. Quote, all candidates for election as a listener sponsored delegate shall be given equal opportunity for equal airtime, which airtime shall include time for a statement by the candidate and a question and answer period with call-in listeners. Close quote. Therefore, be it resolved that the PNB instructs the IED to direct the GMs at all stations to comply immediately with this requirement for the equitable scheduling of candidate carts and of such forums for all candidates with provision for listener call-in questions that the candidates answer live on the air. Be it further resolved that the PNB instructs the IED to ensure that the GMs have the schedule of the forums and the candidates participating posted prominently to the station's website and have on-air promotion of the time and date of the various forums aired multiple times well in advance to alert listeners of the opportunity.
Okay, so that's the motion. And you want to say one more thing before we go to a vote, Lawrence?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Because I think, we put this motion forward. We thought it was a reasonable motion. It had nothing to do with a motion that was previously presented to the PNB. That motion was voted, two of them were voted down. I know some stations don't have elections. So their hair isn't on fire. some of them, most stations do. And maybe that sense of urgency and disenfranchisement and enfranchisement, it may be a little different for some stations, for candidates from other stations. So, you know, I just want to state that I'm willing, you know, we brought the motion forward. The fire directors brought this motion forward, and we thought it was reasonable. It had nothing to do with what I would consider the fear mongering that's going on in regards to, you know, the allegations that were made, the assertions that were made against some well-intentioned folks. So my question is, if you want to hear a list of grievances, or if you want to open your email and look at the list of grievances that was put forth by the election secretary pro temp, or if you want to give a couple of minutes so she could read a list of those grievances or those concerns. Thank you. Those concerns that Mr. Pinchback is saying that he has not received. You know, I would encourage people to.
Hello. Okay.
So that's a question to you, Chair. Do you want to hear the list of concerns that the Elections Committee has put together?
No, we're not going to hear that. We're voting on this motion. The motion is not about grievances. The motion is simply directing the IED to further direct the local station managers to comply with the bylaws as far as the 2021 delegates election goes. We don't have to characterize anybody or any station as to whether they have elections or don't have elections. We assume that everybody is having an election, and that everybody is trying as best as they can in good faith to comply with the bylaws on this. There may have been some communications issues. We don't have to speculate on any of that. Let's just vote on this motion to make clear the intention of the national board, which is to that every station comply with the bylaws requirements in regards to delegates elections.
Okay, I'd like a point of privilege.
Information.
There's been some assertions made by the director. I'm not going to say from what station, that they had not gotten any information, that this is just innuendo, so to speak. So, and I didn't hear you admonish him for the statements that he made in regards to the work that the Elections Committee made, put forth. So I think if I'm going to be admonished for
not trying
stating
to
what I said, I think the director from WPFW should also be mentioned in the
Lawrence. We're going to stop this right now. I was not admonishing you, and I don't think another director was admonishing anyone. He had some genuine questions about grievances that he wanted to know about that. So that's all I heard.
Dwayne Larkins.
Okay.
Chair, did you see Janine's hand?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I just asked for permission for Janine to...
Okay. Ms. Ron, do you wish to contribute to this discussion?
Yeah, I do want to respond, and I just want to say this.
Okay, Ron.
We ain't got time. That's it. We don't have time for this. You know, I don't know where you got all that other stuff from. That wasn't my intent. I'm just telling you what I've experienced. Okay, and you know, to make it sound like there's some other a motive and all this. Nah, please, let's not go there. Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
Point of information, Chair.
Do you want to say something?
Dwayne Lark asked for the stack.
Okay, Mr. Lark, you were, I see Ms. Roan had her hand up first, so go ahead. Ms. Roan?
Thank you. I misunderstood that my presentation, I was starting with the minutes, but there's also... there's a bit of an issue with immediate because it doesn't really have a time frame. And I just want to, one, remind the board that, you know, after Labor Day, which is this weekend, we will have been through half the voting time. And the NES told us on the committee that last Monday, our station had already received 250 votes. So, and she expected the same every single week. That would be 500 votes by today, and then 750 or even more after Labor Day. So this is, you know, what immediate means might be very important to the candidates, because they'd be halfway through the voting cycle and not have any on-air cards. And the other thing is that a station like KPFK, we've got an interim GM that's had a personal emergency and not there. We don't have another GM starting until the middle of September, and there's no program director. So there's no one enforcing any of the requests from the NES. We also have a fundraising drive going on right now. So it was recorded during the meeting that she also feels that there are some issues with the weight she holds when she asks to the GMs. So thank you.
Okay.
Ron, I heard we're going to have to end this discussion soon. So, Mr. Lark, you had a statement you wish to make?
I do. To the point that Mr. Reyes was trying to make from FK, sometimes we're not aware of our communications, and that would include the member from PFW and you, Mr. Chair, that you, in fact, did step on Mr. Lawrence Reyes' terms or what he was stating. And it may have not been an admonishment in your own opinion. When people hear things and you don't necessarily perceive it, you need to be careful how you communicate, or people don't call you on it.
You are not speaking to the motion. Please speak to the motion if you want.
Well, I'm speaking to the decorum that's established in order to deal with this motion. The things that you say, you're going to be held accountable for them.
Okay. Anybody else want to step up to the floor here?
Alex, this is Heather. The time for this item on the agenda is over.
Okay, time is over. We go to
Mr. Chair, I asked a point of information.
We are going to. What is your point of information?
Was the contract with NES ever given distributed to the PNB?
I don't know. We're going to a vote.
And you don't know?
I don't know.
Oh, all right.
Marion, could you please call the roll?
I will do that. And let's see. Okay. Chris Corey.
Yes.
Okay, let me get myself set up here. Votes yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Pass.
Passes. Lyndon Foley. Is Lyndon on the call?
Yes, and yes.
Votes yes. Is Jose Gutierrez on the call at this point? Okay, I take it no and no. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Votes yes. Is Julie Hewitt on the call yet? I gather not. Okay, a no and a no. Sabrina Jacobs.
Abstains.
Wally James.
Yes.
Votes yes. Dwayne Lark.
Dwayne votes yes.
Votes yes. Is Ali Lexa on the call at this point? I gather not. Okay. Thomas O'Rourke.
I vote yes.
Votes yes. I take it that Jim Osborne is not on the call. Ron Pinchback.
The motion as amended, yes.
Votes yes. I take it that Ralph Pointer is still not on the call. Is Sandra Rawline on the call? Okay, no and no. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Votes yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Votes yes. Is Andrea Turner is still not here? Okay. Beth Van Gunten.
Yes.
Votes yes. Tom Voorhees.
Yes.
Votes yes. We will go back to Vanessa. You passed.
Yes.
Votes yes. Okay. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 yes votes. Alex, how do you choose to vote?
What are the other votes?
There are no votes. There is one abstention.
Okay, I'll vote yes.
Okay, we have 14 yes votes and 0 no votes. Offhand, I would say that the motion has passed.
The motion has passed, and that's the end of our agenda.
Bravo.
And I have a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Don't move, Sean.
Tom seconds.
Second. Are there any objections to adjourning this meeting? Okay. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, colleagues.
Thank you, Mr. Tatum.